This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on March 14th this year. We're talking about Esports Entertainment Group, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GMBL. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, Grant Johnson. Grant, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, you recently announced results from your exhibition at GamesCon, and it was one of the largest video game shows in the world. You signed up 190 new affiliates, representing about a 200% increase over the same conference of 2017. My question to you is, how important is the number of new affiliates? And maybe if you could tell us a little bit about the platform increase and why the percentage so high.
Okay, definitely. Well, the reason it's important, and that was the reason our whole reason for being at Gamescom was to attract the affiliates, the streamers and the bloggers and the influencers within the esports sector. And again, we were the only team in our area, or sorry, the only company in our area that was there speaking to the esports community, which maybe tells you a little bit about our competition. Having said that, our partners, which are affiliates, are critical to our going forward piece because they have the voice with their fans. And by them feeling comfortable with our service, they're effectively endorsing us and marketing us to their fan base. So we have partnerships is what these affiliates really are in building our business. And so that has, as you can imagine, a fairly profound effect on getting our gambling, wagering, bet exchange platform out in front of a large number of people in the esports business. And, you know, this year over last year represented over, as you mentioned, over a 200% increase year upon year. So it would seem that we are getting some traction in the industry and with the influencers in the industry.
Did you have any high profile, maybe personalities signed up with you?
Yeah, we definitely had a few. One that sort of stands out for me because I had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with him is Raptor. He is a PUBG streamer of some notoriety. I suspect if any of your listeners have either themselves or children that play PUBG, it's a battle royale style game. Raptor would be one of the high profile individuals, and he has definitely signed on as to be one of our affiliates. So we're pretty excited about having him.
You've been listening to Grant Johnson. He's the CEO of Esports Entertainment Group. Unless you've been living underneath a rock, what they do is they're actually an esports entertainment group working on the next generation of online gambling for EU sports, football, and et cetera, et cetera. In addition to signing up esports streamers, you also are announcing industry records for signing up actual esport teams. Where we stand on that?
Where we are right now, we've got, as of today's date, well, we're still verifying numbers from the weekend, but as of Friday's date, we had 174 teams, and these are professional teams that play in cash tournaments with sponsors, play in various esports events around the world. We have, and that 174 is fairly evenly distributed between the European teams and the Central South American teams, which we're clearly really happy to see that because it shows that it's widely dispersed. The teams that we're signing are overwhelmingly what would be referred to as regional teams. So these are teams that play in events in their hometowns or fairly close to their countries of registration. And this would be, the best way to equate it would be, these are the grassroots teams. This is, if we were talking more traditional sports, these would be sort of the American Hockey League or AAA baseball teams. So they've got closer relationships with their fan base. And what is really key for us is no other team no other gaming platform, whether in traditional sports or in esports, has ever signed up professional teams to work with them as affiliates and effectively endorse their platform. So I think that speaks volumes about how those teams view, you know, us being public and us having a bet exchange versus all the other options that are available in the marketplace.
You know, if you would take time and explain to myself and my listeners, how do you guys plan on monetizing this and how do you plan on making your money on it? If you would just give us maybe a little bit of a roadmap, an elevator pitch.
Yep, of course. We operate a bet exchange versus a sports book, which is how every other operator in the industry works. A sports book is the traditional model where you give the house your money, they give you the odds, and then you bet against the house. They're your counterparty. In our model, we're a bet exchange where the players bet against each other, and we hold the bets and make sure that the winner gets paid. If you're trying to equate that to something they're more familiar with, think in terms of a poker room. Where the house runs the table, sets up the venue, and then holds the money and makes sure the winners get paid. Why it's important in our model to have the streamers and the teams marketing is they have the credibility, they have the reach, the relationships in the industry with the players. These players follow them, they respect them, they take advice from them. So to have their endorsement as affiliates and really our marketing partners, why that's, you know, so critical is they have the voice, the credibility to onboard the clients, the players who will inevitably be placing the bets. And that's where we monetize things. As each bet takes place, it's always a winner. There's always a winner, and the winner is always a player. It's one of the players. And we take a 5% commission off the top, off the winning pot, versus in a traditional situation, the house has to win 58% of the time taken to stay in business, and they either win or lose. In our case, our company, we always win, and the player always, there's always a player that wins.
You know, recently you put out a press release partnering with Matrix. What is that about?
The Money Matrix, we have two platforms with them. One is our affiliate management platform. So this is a platform that it's the software that connects us with all of our affiliates, so that the affiliate, when anybody clicks on a banner on their site and they come to our site, that information is captured in the pass-through software. And this is so the affiliate has a dashboard that they can see how effective the marketing is, how many of their players have signed up, how much they've wagered, what their commissions are. So they can also gauge from themselves as marketing partners what is working, what isn't working, and where they can spend their energies to really enhance their participation from their fans. The other software platform and the other service we're getting with the EverMatrix Group is their Money Matrix payment solutions, which we're very close to finishing off all the integration, which will bring in about 150 different payment options. We currently have Visa, MasterCard, Maestro, etc., but this will bring in Qubits, AstroPay, NetPay, NetTeller, Skrill, and a whole universe of other payments. As I'm sure you and your customers or investors are aware, in the esports business, the millennials don't necessarily use the traditional credit card as a transaction device online. They'll use a myriad of other payment solutions, and by partnering with Money Matrix, that brings that wide variety of options, so that the consumer can pick the payment choice of their that's most convenient for them.
You know, I want to switch gears here for a second. All I've been hearing is about marijuana stocks and how they're dominating the markets and stuff like that. You know, why should investors be looking at Esports Entertainment Group as a potential investment?
Well, I think, we've all seen the stories out of the marijuana stocks, and I don't know if it's fair to say that it's overheated, but it certainly is getting more than their fair share of attention, and I think people have rushed in. I suspect that a lot of those stocks are probably overvalued. There's an awful lot of companies vying for that marketplace. In our case, what we want people to consider is we're the only publicly traded esports gambling company in the world, to the best of our knowledge. We're the only ones that have a bet exchange, again, to the best of our knowledge, and we're the only ones that have signed up any pro teams And we haven't just signed up a couple. We've signed up 170 plus teams. So we'd like people who would normally invest in that sector to take a look, see what it is we're offering, and hopefully choose to put some of their investment funds with us.
You've been listening to my guest, Grant Johnson, CEO of Esports Entertainment Group. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GMBL. Grant, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Just to reiterate, we're the only one of our kind. We're the only one that has the exchange out there. If you've had a chance to look at some of our news releases, we do have some discussions ongoing with some Wall Street banks. So I'd like, if they're not ready to take investment just yet, keep an eye on us and stay tuned.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you not wait 6 months next time to come on a show. Hopefully you'll come back in 60 or 90 days and give us an update. I'm fascinated about your platform. I'm fascinated about your company.
Well, I'd love to hear that, and I'll try and do a better job.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.